Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey.
So, Candace, what have you been up to?
Oh my gosh, living a crazy life and raising teenagers.
Man, it's been so long since we've done this podcast.
Oh my gosh. Girl, I feel like almost 2 years.
Yes, we need to update everybody on what we've been up to. I mean, people have seen us like on our other, you know, social media accounts, but like not together in this podcast.
Right. It's been a minute since we hung out. All this traveling and then COVID and all this stuff, like
ugh. Yeah.
Thank God so, for FaceTime though.
I know. So how do we wanna like where do we wanna start? Like, do you wanna start about what you've been up to?
No, I actually wanna hear about all your travels and stuff because I haven't even really heard about all of that. And you've been like all around the world, Madrid, New Zealand, everywhere. And I wanna hear that.
Girl, okay. Okay, let me start from the last time that we did the podcast. So the last time was like around November of 2018.
It's 20 right now.
I know. And during that time, or during the time that we were doing the podcast, I was buying a house, finishing up school, finishing up my hours. And since then, we've been in our house for a couple of years. We got a little apple tree.
So cute.
And I've been just working in private practice, changing my planner every week. not recently, because I love my planner. What else? I think that in that year, 2019 was just kind of a blur. It kind of went really quickly. Me and my husband met a few friends and they were like, oh, we love to travel. They're travel nurses. And they were like, one day they were like, oh, you know, where do you want to go when you travel? And I thought they were just like generally asking, but they were like, do you want to go to New Zealand? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to go to New Zealand. Like, that's the first place on my list. And, you know, my friend, her name is Leslie. She was like, no, do you want to go to New Zealand? We're going to go. Do you want to come with? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have come across so many people who they say, oh, let's go somewhere, but we never go anywhere. And so I was like, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, we'll see.
Yeah.
But over time, we're like planning for this trip and my husband gets a new job and his job says, oh, well, as we're planning for the trip, we say, okay, we're going to go in February to New Zealand because it's summertime there. He gets a job and they're like, hey, we're going to pay for this conference for you to go to in Madrid. So yeah, you're going to Madrid in February. Yes. So I'm like, I got two big old trips in February.
Oh gosh, how do I freaking apply?
Right. And so it was really cool because before we found out about his trip, our friends were like, you know, we are really serious about you guys coming with us. So like we want to pay for your passports.
Oh my gosh.
So they pay for our passports and I'm like, these are friends that you just gotta keep.
for real.
So I was planning to go to Madrid he was planning to go to Madrid and I'm like, I need to go too because I've always wanted to go to Europe. So if they're about to pay for all of his trip, then I can dip in there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But part of the issue was that he was in conferences for like about four days. And he couldn't have any people over in his hotel.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it was like they were doing some intense stuff in that conference.
Whoa.
So, I was like, oh, let me, you know, bring my friend with me, to Madrid. And she was like, yeah, I'm down, let's go. And so we planned for us to stay together for the first couple of days. Then she would leave, and then I would connect with Dom. And then we, yeah, so that's how that went.
Okay, that's
We,
cool.
okay, so you gotta hear how it all came crashing down. So we planned to do that. We were also planning to go to Seattle, which we haven't been, to go visit our best friend and his girlfriend. And so that was November. So get this. This is November. We're about to go for Thanksgiving. We pack all of our stuff. We buy our tickets to Madrid the night before Thanksgiving. And I'm telling my friend, like, here, you got to buy your tickets. You know, she buys her ticket. Her ticket is non-refundable.
Oh, mercy.
So we pack all our stuff and we close our eyes. And I open them again, and it's 6 o'clock. And 6 o'clock was when our flight takes off
Oh,
to
I remember
Seattle.
you texting me that
Girl,
I remember that.
it was rough.
I was like,
So
girl,
I'm freaking out. My husband is freaking out. We're like, we gotta get to the airport. And I'm like, I don't know what my plan is when we get to the airport, but it's like, give me a new flight, whatever. But I think it was Alaska Airlines. Never again. Never again. It was
What?
terrible. It was terrible. They were like, no, we can't give you that. They were just super rude. It just didn't go. So I was like, all right, we got to go to Delta. We went to Delta. We paid $1,500
Oh
to
my God.
go to Seattle. That's,
Oh,
yes.
they wouldn't like rearrange your flight or nothing.
Nothing. So my flight to Madrid was less than that. That's how you know it was a bit much. So
Girl.
we paid it, but then I'm like, crap, I can't refund my Madrid trip, because I would have done that if I would have known that we were coming out of pocket that much. So our budget went down like a whole lot for our Madrid trip. Anyway, I
Oh
don't want
my
to
gosh.
talk forever, but
Yeah, you're good.
we went there. We went to the Thanksgiving trip. It was great. Kind of still salty because of that much money spent.
Yes. Oh
Then a
my
couple
gosh.
months later, we went to Madrid. It was so hard because I was trying to learn Spanish before that time. And me and my friend, we planned to go to France, to Paris
Yes.
during the trip. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Paris. I'm going to speak my French that I learned in high school and college. But it's so hard learning two different languages at the same time. So I'm trying to brush up on French while I'm trying to brush up on Spanish or learn Spanish for the first time. And so I get there and everybody's talking fast. I'm like, what? What? I'm trying to say stuff, but they're just kind of like, it was hard. It was really hard,
Yeah, I
especially
can
in Madrid.
imagine. Yeah.
So the crazy thing was, though, that there were so many signs in English. Like, there were so
Oh,
many
nice.
accommodations for people who spoke English. But you know, when we get to our airports, there are barely any signs that are in different languages.
No, because we believe people should go back to their countries.
Oh, don't get me started. But yeah, so it was hard, but it was cool. A lot of the sights were beautiful. It was cold, because it wasn't summer there. It was freezing. It was about 40 something degrees, but every now and then it got a little warm. But in Paris, it was frigid, like cold and
Really?
rainy and gross. And yeah, but with all of that, I still loved it. That's how you know. That's how you know. I need to go back.
Yeah. I need to make it there one day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we planned the trip to Paris. Mm-hmm. We got to Paris. We had them. First of all, we almost got taken. They tried to take us.
What?
Girl.
What do you mean?
I was thinking about taking the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And when we get to the airport, we see all these signs that say, a real taxi has a neon sign at the top. Please don't get into anybody's car. Like, they were just like warning, so many warnings saying, people will try to take you. So,
oh my gosh.
We get outside where all the taxis are, and this guy is like, hey, where you going? And me, I'm like, okay, this is weird, you know, but we're not staying there for the night. It was just a day trip.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I could tell this guy I'm going to the Eiffel Tower, right? Okay. So I told him we're going to the Eiffel Tower. He's like, oh, I could take you. Come follow me. Follow me. And I'm like, where you're standing is nowhere near the taxis that have been verified.
Yeah.
He's like, no, come. I'll take you for a low cost. And I'm like, he was getting real aggressive. So I was just like, I'll be back. Let me check the taxis first. And he was like, oh yeah, yeah. So I was promising to him. So I just, you know, it was easy to get away.
Yeah.
So we went to the other taxis and they were like, oh, it'll be like 35 euro to get to the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, I'm like, 35 euro. I think that's like $40-something. $40-something to take me to the down the street. It was about a 20-minute drive.
Oh my gosh.
But it was rough because I'm like, I'm trying to save money, but know, I don't want to use it all.
People get taken.
Trip.
No.
So I definitely didn't get in that guy's car, but he was really getting aggressive with me and my friend.
Oh my gosh.
So
I can't even.
We got to the Eiffel Tower. Then this guy comes up. It was a white guy. He was like, oh, hi. And he started speaking to me in French. And I'm like, no, I don't speak a whole lot of French. And I didn't want to practice just then. You know, I didn't want to flex my skills. And so he's like, oh, I speak English. And so he's telling me about, you know, some kind of human rights and stuff like that, and sign this. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. And you know, I'm like, I'm in the city of Paris. I'll just sign, you know, I'll sign whatever.
Stop it.
Like he's going down this page, like, yeah, and this is what this means. And I'm like, are you sure? I don't live here. And he's like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to live here. So I'm like, I signed whatever, or I'm about to. And he's like, oh, this is the part where you give a donation. And I'm like, well, that's too bad because I don't have any money on me. And he's like, this is the part where you give a donation. And I'm like,
you got no donation. Yeah.
I don't have one. Because at that point, a lot of the exchanges, they were so expensive. And so I was like, I can use my card. It doesn't have any international fees. Let me do that until I absolutely have to. And so, you know, we got away from him. We started taking our little pictures. Then we get toward the like center where the Eiffel Tower was. Like, at first the taxi dropped us off and we were like in this alleyway by mm-hmm. the Eiffel Tower, and it was looking real shady. And I was like, is this what the Eiffel Tower looks like? Like, yeah. We had to pose and we were like standing in behind trees. Like, we had to, you know, try to take a picture of it without the tree in the way.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, in movies it looks so beautiful.
Yes.
But we were actually just in the alley, and okay. So we had to go out, and then, you know, we saw it from the front. It was so beautiful.
Oh my god.
But then these guys from, I think they were from Senegal.
Oh lord.
Girl. they rushed us and they were like, oh, do you want to buy this Eiffel Tower? Do you want to buy this and buy that? And we were just like, it was like four big guys like around us. And we were like, no, no, no. And so
ended up
running down the street to get away.
Yeah.
And we like walked around the block to get back around to the other side of the Eiffel Tower just so they wouldn't see us. And then this other guy came up to us. He was part of them, but he didn't see us the first time. And he's like, hey, how are you guys doing? And, you know, we started talking and we were like, I was practicing my French with him and he was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, we still didn't buy the little mini Eiffel Towers. Yes. So we walked around. We didn't have a whole lot of time,
mm-hmm.
But we couldn't really find food. Like, my friend, she is like, she swears she's not a picky eater, but bruh, she is a picky eater. I'm a vegan.
Yeah, you got that's why I always vegan. Let you pick the place because I don't care. I know it's going to be good. So I just be like, you got it.
Yes. But she was not having it. Anything that said vegan, she was not having it.
What?
And so I'm like, okay, well, we can, you know, we can find a place that has vegan food and, you know, food that you would like. And so we go into this place and I was so embarrassed because we walked in. You know, I said something in French to him and I thought I was saying, do you speak English? But I accidentally said, do you speak French? And he's like, of course I speak French.
Oh, Lord.
But you mean, do I speak English? And I was like, I feel so stupid. And every, like, all day while we were there, I was like, I kept jacking up and like saying Spanish words. And I'm like, this was a bad, this is not good. This
yeah, France.
Ruining my dreams.
Madrid together. Yeah.
Yes, like it's ruining my dreams. but let me speed up. I'm sorry, I'm taking forever.
No, you're good.
So we sat down. She didn't want anything on the menu, but we waited for a while. So like the guys were like, or the guy who sat us down, he just felt so offended. And I'm like, I don't know proper etiquette in France, but I know everybody's looking at us like we're crazy since we're getting up and leaving. Oof, it was embarrassing. But we ended up going to Champs-Élysées, mm-hmm. And looking at all of the like the Louis Vuitton store,
yes,
and
girl.
Like all of the luxury shops.
Oh my gosh.
And it was super cool. It was beautiful. And then our flight back was from a different airport. So we had to ride on this bus that took us 2 hours away to, I think it was 2 hours or is an hour and a half.
Whoa.
I think it was the Beauvais airport.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so it was a really, really short day, but I loved it, even though I was so uncomfortable most of the day, literally. Most of the day, I was so uncomfortable. but we got back to Madrid. It was cool. We went on these like shopping trips. We went to go mm-hmm. see the Lion King in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was the whole Broadway kind of this live show. And so Rafiki, man, she was getting it. She was a Black woman. She was like, getting it. honestly, it was kind of weird. It was a really weird experience because I know the whole movie, I know what's going on, I know every part that's happening, but I can't laugh when everybody else is laughing because I literally don't know what they're saying.
Don't know what they're saying. Mercy.
So she left, got with Dom, we explored the city, you know, we ate a ton of vegan food.
Oh, I know.
I think I gained like 8 pounds or something.
Y'all
like
have
that.
The best like food choices. I don't think I would trust another vegan if it wasn't you or Dom. And yes, I do trust Dom.
after he made that food, that
yes,
bad.
Yeah, Yes. And mind you, Dom is actually a he did the little chef thing. So I haven't actually had any of his food since he did that
Oh yeah,
vegan,
that
remember the vegan
class.
chef class? Yeah, I haven't
Yeah.
been. He's always busy. I think the last time I was there, we were, I don't know, he was going to the gym or something like that. So I actually have not experienced him as a chef, but I did before when he was just making something. It wasn't terrible. It was
Wasn't
different.
terrible, but it wasn't good either.
I was like, okay. I
Yeah,
mean,
girls. You gotta come next time we go to Madrid. There's this place, I think it's called Thunder Vegan, and they have these fake prawns. I'm like, they
Where are
were
the fake
so
prawns?
good.
Do we have them over here? Because I need to quit eating shrimp.
Okay, so we don't have them over here, but in at Sprouts we have like these, vegan shrimp, whatever. And it comes in like a white and blue box. Your face, like, and our listeners' faces, I'm sure. So everybody's like,
What? No.
ugh.
Yeah.
No, it's
No.
actually really good. And I'm not like, I haven't been vegan all my life. Like, I have
Right.
had shrimp cocktail, popcorn shrimp. Like, I have.
Girl,
But it is,
I drive all the way to Kansas City for some crab legs and shrimp.
oh, I don't know what could replace, I don't think anything could replace crab legs, but
Yeah,
that
because I don't like the artificial meat, but yeah.
those shrimp little, yeah, we'll make it. Next time you come, we'll
Okay.
make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
And I
trust
have a little
y'all.
sauce. Yeah.
What? Yeah, I trust y'all. So I'm just telling you. Vegan choices from Marquita and Dom from the fields
Yes.
is yes, I
Yes.
will eat it. I haven't been disappointed yet.
Yeah,
So.
girl. So that's, we ate so much food, and then, and I know, like, I'm trying to shorten it because we still have New Zealand.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot about, how could I forget about New Zealand and the beautiful men over there? Okay.
My gosh. So fast forward, we spent the rest of the time in Madrid. It was beautiful. It was awesome. We got back. We packed again for New Zealand. Literally, it was like a week apart. And
Yeah, I
so,
remember. I missed you so much. I was like, dang, my friend.
I know, we were gone for so
Yeah.
long.
Yes.
So we flew into LA. We ate some amazing vegan food. It was like this
Yes.
chili cheese fries kind of
Oh
thing.
my gosh.
So good.
I remember the first time I had vegan nachos. I wanted to lick the thing. Do you remember that place we went to? And I was like, oh my gosh, I could just lick this little container. I forgot. It was where I had the burger at. I
Which
don't remember.
place
It's a
was
little
it?
bitty
Oh,
one.
yes, it was Cafe Gratitude.
Yes, Cafe Gratitude.
Yes, with
Yes. And I
the
wanted to
buckwheat
lick that
crackers.
freaking, yes. That vegan cheese, I was like, how?
Yes,
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
sorry.
It was better. It was better.
Oh, I could imagine.
So, fast forward. We fly out of LA. We get to New Zealand. It's beautiful, gorgeous. Basically our whole trip we were like hopping, like Airbnb hopping. And so we went to the countryside, and then we got to like wake up in the morning, see all the beautiful sights, and there weren't a lot of people around. We got to
Yeah.
go to the city, eat a bunch of more vegan food, but that vegan food was nowhere close to being as good as Madrid. No, not even
Really?
close.
Well, yeah, you know, they cook over there.
Yeah. And so we ate salmon. We cheated and ate some salmon because I was like, we're in New Zealand. Like, we got to eat something from the fresh water. And we stayed in like places like a lighthouse. It was like a
What?
lighthouse Airbnb.
What?
We went on this boat ride that was like a few hours, and like the whole trip was like 9 hours because they took us like hours to get there and ride through the mountains and
Oh,
give us
wow.
a tour of everything. And
Yeah.
then we got there and we got on the boat, rowed through that, like, it's called Doubtful Sound. Or no, mm-hmm. not Doubtful Sound, Milford Sound. We went to Milford Sound. We were like riding under the waterfalls.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful. And then we ended up doing a lot of stuff. We went to this beach. The beaches were so beautiful. We didn't get to canoe or kayak because, you know, each place that we went to do something in the water, it was like really rainy those days. I would definitely recommend New Zealand. We went on this hike. I had never been on like an actual mountain hike. Like I felt like I could quit halfway through, and it just kept going up and up and up. It was so high. Like I have so many pictures that looks like it's from a drone, but it's literally me standing on top of the mountain, like,
and taking a picture.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay.
So, yeah. So we just went to all these different places. We explored, I was really trying to get Dominique to get me this Pandora charm. But he wouldn't, because he's like, no, we need to save money because we're spending too much on food.
That's right.
There's so much. There's so many parts to all of all the trips. But since we've been back, I'm so grateful because right when we got back, that's when COVID was about to start like wreaking havoc on everybody. So we got back and then they started checking us at the airport on our way back. Like, oh, do you have a cough? Do you have a cold? And that's when everybody was thinking it was just, oh, you just get sick and then, you know, it passes. Right. Or it's just about old people. It's just, you know, it's just that impacts old people. Highly susceptible people. Mm-hmm. And so 2 weeks after that, I had to like stop everything, stop working in the office. I had to work from home. And all through this time, I think it was right before I went to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I'm like applying to grad school again to get my PhD. So I got in and I start in the fall. Since then I've been like trying to deal with all of the crap that's going on right now, dealing with people, idiotic people. On Facebook, I had to close Facebook because people were disrespectful. People who saying that white privilege doesn't exist. I cannot. So I've just been dealing with that while I'm seeing clients, while I'm living life, while I am trying to keep myself together. I changed systems, planner systems, and now I'm in a Franklin Covey, and I absolutely love it.
Yes, I'm seriously thinking about following your footsteps, but
please do.
Sure that I'm going to use it and not just be spending money. Lord.
Right. So I literally have just talked for so long.
No, I love it because I haven't even heard about all the trip stuff. We haven't even been able to get together. We planned after the trip.
Mm-hmm.
After the trips.
Yeah.
But we did not get to hang out because of the freaking, because of COVID. And I'm kind of like, I should have never went to that unit at my hospital because I'm like, I'm mentally disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
girl, I have so many.
I love it.
So many details that we'll probably have to get to later.
Oh, we're going to have to.
It's a lot.
Definitely. And I've been passing by our favorite coffee places down there and I'm like, aw. And freaking, I tried to go to Trader Joe's to get my little sesame seed stuff that I like for the avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the stores had lines like wrapped around the side of the building and it was super hot that day. I was like, I would have to pick the hottest day of the week to come down. I went to the market first and then I tried to go to the to Trader Joe's, but oh my gosh, it was so hot outside. I was like, I can't do this.
Right? For our listeners who don't know, we live in the Kansas City area.
Oh yeah.
Candace lives in Topeka, which is about an hour away. Just a side note.
Yes. So I used to try to combine everything, like my shopping, you know, if there was food, whatever, when I go down there, because some places are like Liberty was like an hour and a half, I think, or something to get to from me. But mm-hmm. I love it there. So yeah, we just haven't been able to get together face to face like we used to. It's so crazy. But let's see, what have I been doing?
What you been doing?
Raising teenagers and like mm-hmm. going mental. Does anybody have teenagers?
Raise your hand.
Just kidding. They're actually really good kids. It's just a lot. And, you know, yeah, it's just a lot. But anywho, let's see. Last year, was it 19? Yeah, 2019. I don't know. I think you guys remember we started kind of recording a little bit after we bought the house. And mm-hmm. we are no longer a we as of April of 2019. Yeah, I moved out. It was kind of a tough breakup. I felt like I gave my all and some into it. Mm-hmm. In therapy and coaching and different stuff, and it just wasn't working. So I did go ahead and make the decision to move out. And I just wasn't myself afterwards. I did get to take a trip to Cancun. That was so fun and amazing. Dude, I took all this stuff. It was before I cut my hair off. But I had took all this hair stuff down there. Took all my makeup because I was just going to be doing it up, you know, mm-hmm. while I was in Cancun. Literally was beach hair. I don't care every day. I washed my hair. I put conditioner in it and I let it air dry. And that's how I went to the nightclubs. That's how I went off of the resort. And it was just, it was great. I had the best bronzing, like tan ever from the water and just being out there. It was so fun. I went with my cousin and a handful of her line sisters. And I'm so glad I was invited because it was just like just what I needed after that breakup.
Yes.
So it was so awesome. So then I stayed in Texas for a little bit. My aunt, her and her husband bought this property with a swimming pool and land and ponds and all this stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to my auntie's house and it's like bed and breakfast. Shout out to Aunt Essie. If you got southern aunties, then you know what I'm saying, because she be cooking like, oh my gosh. So anyway, I got to stay there a little bit with her and spend some time with her. That was a lot of fun because it had been years. I stayed with them when I was in high school and I graduated my senior year. I stayed with her and my uncle, and she's since remarried and the kids are all grown, so that was nice to just chill with her. And she got to chill with my kids. So, yeah. Let's see. What else have I been doing? Traveling back and forth to Dallas because my kids live there now or were living there. My son is here back with me in Kansas, but my daughter's still in Dallas with her dad. So I go back pretty frequently. Yeah, she's still down there doing her 17-year-old thing. Let's see. So yeah, Bub is back up here with me, and he wants to go to private school now. So I'll be taking donations. Just holler at me.
He's sick of the public.
Dude, he is just something else. I am so proud of him though. And dealing with all of these protests and dealing with COVID and different things. You know, he is pretty quiet as far as like, I would say race relations. You know, he hasn't really had a negative experience, and they grew up in a predominantly white schools and white things, mm-hmm. Since preschool. After preschool, it was just, you know, sometimes they were the only black kids at the school, or there was mixed kids there, but that's kind of a little different. So he's never been really vocal. It's always been my daughter and I having conversations. My son never really participated, and he's 15 now. He'll be 16 later on this year, and he's just really kind of been vocal, especially about the police. He's always wanted to work in law enforcement. And he's just a little turned off by it, and he's just really about wanting to make a change and figuring out how he can make a change, especially with, you know, the people around him. He did go protest. Ooh, Lord, mama nerves.
I hear that.
Yeah, he went and protested here in Topeka with some friends. I was both proud and a little shaken by that, but I prayed, and he was good. I talked to him afterwards, and he was good. You know, when some of these incidents happen, my son is 15. He's 6'4". He has an athletic, like, tall, thin male build. He doesn't really have facial hair, but he has a little bit coming in. But when people look at him, I know they don't instantly look at he's a kid or he's a teenager.
Right.
I mean, he's the size of his dad, who's a full-grown man, without the weight. You know, he's muscular or toned. So it scares me sometimes. And I have to remind him that sometimes when he is hanging around his friends and he's the only Black person and they're doing, like, normal teenage mischief, he's probably not going to be looked at like a kid. You know, he's probably not gonna, you know, and we have to have those conversations. And before this year, or I would say last year, before last year, he never wanted to have those conversations. You know, he would just be like, oh, mom, my God, you know, da, da, da. And now this year, he's like really kind of vocal about it. And my daughter and I are both like, whoa, you know, but he did have an experience in middle school. So we're navigating, you know, all of this stuff right now. You know, and my daughter's down in Texas, and there's been quite a few incidents in Texas, especially the area that she lives in, a suburb outside of Dallas, you know, so that's even scary. Like, I don't know. I just say you just really, really, really got to be prayed up for your kids and, and just teach them. I mean, I feel like education is the best way to get through kind of anything. So I decided last year to go ahead and finish some prereqs last fall so I can go ahead and start nursing school.
Whoop, whoop.
Ciao.
Girl.
I don't know.
What's the story?
Oh, my gosh. So nursing school. We were doing fine in school. I had just started injections and stuff in school. So fun, you know, I'm doing good. And then we, had to switch to online. Yeah, buddy. online nursing school at that. Like, I don't know how
you learn
to be a nurse on a computer. Right. So anyway, it didn't work out after spring break. Didn't work out. And then I got word like this fall semester, I was thinking about going back, but they are doing partly in-phase classrooms, but they don't know how they're going to do clinicals yet.
Ooh.
Clinicals are very important. That's how you learn how to be a nurse. That's how you learn your assessments. That's how you learn whatever.
Right.
You know, I got some feedback from people that know me, and they're like, well, you've been a tech or you've worked in the hospital for 15 years and you've worked in different capacities. Yeah, I have, but I don't know how to be a nurse. and if nursing online was effective, then I'm pretty sure they would have did it years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I got word, like, they started emailing that nursing school would continue, but after November 20th, you're basically back online, and they have not worked out a plan for like labs and clinicals yet. And because I pay out of pocket, like, I don't have money to just like throw away.
Right.
So I'm thinking of another plan. I don't want to give up because nursing is my dream, and I kind of want to use that platform to do other things.
Yeah.
and that education and, you know, just those expertise. I want to do other things, especially for women of color, you know, in our communities as far as healthcare goes. Like, that's my ultimate goal. And I feel like nursing will give me, you know, that big, wide, double open door to do those things.
Yeah.
So it's still there. It's just, you know, on pause. But I've been using this time to kind of like get my mental self together, you know, take a pause after that breakup, kind of live intentionally. I shaved my head again.
It looks nice.
Thank you. I'm really loving how it's turning out, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on with me. I've kind of tiptoed into dating, but I get annoyed so easily, so that's probably not a thing right now. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I did have some trips planned this summer, but because of COVID, we're not doing those. I think for spring break this year, we went and visited my sister. And of course, I've been back and forth to Texas. That's not really a trip to me because I'm there all the time. But yeah, we went to Colorado, visited with my sister. They have like the best 7-Eleven in the world there. It is so pretty. It looks like a 7-Eleven Apple store.
Oh,
I wanted to do, we walked in there and I wanted to buy all the things. I didn't even need anything but a Slurpee. And I walk in there and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys get whatever you want.
Let me go there with you.
It's so pretty in here, girl. It is so pretty in there. My sister's looking at me like, seriously?
Like, this is a store. This is 7-Eleven.
This is just a 7-Eleven. But we don't have 7-Eleven in Topeka. Yeah. We don't have a lot of things in Topeka. Ugh, this place. But it's cheap to live here. So I won't complain too much. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
What's your planner situation?
Planner situation. Okay, so as far as, I would say, for planner relations, like as far as the podcast and things like that go, you know, I have my old black Kiki K, my A5, that my beloved that I will never get rid of. So I have that and it's so pretty. And then I'm using my your Kiki K.
Shut up. I want one. No, I'm sticking with my Franklin Cubby.
No. Okay, so MJ, let's talk about this for 1 second. So MJ gets the most pretty planners. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm kind of live vicariously through her. I want to smell them. I want to touch them or whatever. And then they're sold. So I am not one to, we're very different in that way. We're so different in that way, but I love it because I get to experience all these planners because she gets them. Like, so I get to experience them because she's getting them. Oh gosh, this doesn't matter. I don't care. I love them. But you always end up selling. You know, I don't like selling stuff to deal with people. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot. So,
I forgot to mention, that's something that's new. Like, I'm closing down my sticker shop because I cannot. I'm with you on that. Like, I just can't. I can't be selling stuff.
Oh gosh, they're so inconsiderate and they're just, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I think, you know, everybody, especially right now, everybody's in such a state of stress. I mean, you know, so many people are losing their jobs, like COVID. I mean, just so much stuff. And so I'm like, first of all, I can keep it together for myself and my clients. But then when I have to keep it together for like customers, like that's a whole different thing for me. Like, and I don't have that kind of energy. And so, yeah. Yeah. But I am so grateful for the people who, you know, can do that.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. I admire them, especially some of these businesses that have been going on for like, you know, well, yours is one of them from way in the beginning of the planner community, like way, like, what is it, 6-7 years ago or something, when stickers like super blasted and, you know, people were learning about silhouettes and all that kind of stuff. Like, those people who have stayed in there and done it, like, they have the patience of Jesus or something, because I cannot. No, I tried the store thing because there wasn't enough representation for brown skin. And, you know, I think back at the time when I really started was because I needed some brown
military
stickers. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah. And then like for my son's birthday, there was no stuff for little boys or little black boys. And so I kind of learned how to do it with the help of Marquita, and got some machines and stuff, and shoot, started making my own stuff, and it turned out really cute. But yeah, that's why I started. I needed brown military stickers and brown little boy stuff to celebrate my son's birthday, and I still have tons of those stickers. But yeah, that's why I started the store. But now there's more, I feel like a little bit more representation, probably not as much as, you know, we would like, but there's some really nice stores out there that really do, represent us. And I can look like, you know, have my planner look like me or people that look like me, which is important. You know, but those stores that have been around and stuck through it, you know, man, I commend you, because these customers, I don't know. I'm like, do customers act like this in every community? Like when you're buying t-shirts from people online, do people act like this? Or is it just the planner community? Like this should be happy and fun and calm.
Yeah.
You know? And it's somebody that is, most of these stores and shops started, you know, at home in someone's kitchen or like in a little room, a little space. Not everybody had an office and a space to just do stickers, or they may have started with one machine and then they're able to get more. But people don't understand that. It's not like mass production.
Right. I'm not Amazon.
Yeah, and I have a full-time job and I have kids and I have to cook dinner and I have a significant other or I have pets. Like, you know, people just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half the time I order and I forget. And then when I get the package, I'm like, oh, wow, when did I order these? You know, I think I've had to probably reach out to people a couple times, but haven't. I'm never the type to just blast someone or just, you know, just be crazy.
Yes. We have a whole episode on that. So if y'all want to check it out, like we have. Should you blast or not?
Yeah, to blast or not or something like that. Yeah, that's a good show to listen to. Yep.
So.
Let's shout out to the people who have been listening. Listen, our last episode was posted, what did we say? November 5th
November 2018.
And people still have been rocking with us and playing that episode. And listen.
Y'all are for real, real.
Yeah. And we haven't, like, our first season, it was just kind of throwing it out there because people kind of want to hear what we have to say, or people in our circle wanted to hear what we have to say. It was like, you guys should share with everybody. So we got this wild idea to do this podcast, and it actually turned out, like, really nice. Like, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us and just staying down and still liking our Instagram posts. Like, I don't even know when the last Instagram post was. It was probably announcing Pasha's episode.
Yeah. I think we just need like an assistant or something, because there's so much that goes into
so much,
all of it,
and coordinating our schedules and stuff. But we're gonna go ahead and do this season 2. We hope that you enjoy us. We have a lot of things coming, a lot of changes coming.
Yep.
I do want to announce that we are going to have, we're going to offer ad space. So you'll be able to do the little ad space application in our link tree. You know, it's just a small questionnaire, basically learning about you. We can take a look at your website or your Instagram or wherever you sell or whatever your platform is. Our audience is the planner community mostly. So just keep that in mind for your products. And then we are going to be offering like sponsorships. So if you want to sponsor, a whole show or something, you know, we can do that. Or if you want to do giveaways, or you know you want to do a giveaway for your products or for your shop or your website, your blog, whatever it is kind of pertaining to the planner community and our audience, of course, because we want you to, we want it to be successful. Yeah. So you'll have the opportunity to do that. Let's see, what else were we doing? I'm sorry.
The also like ideas, you know, people submit their ideas and also submit just requests to be a guest on the show. Absolutely. I think for us, we talk clearly. But we like to have conversations with people, and so we don't want it to just be us all the time talking. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from other people, and so if you guys do have requests, if you have something that you want to talk to us about, then you can go to our Instagram profile and check out that link for the guest. What is it? The guest application.
Yeah, I think we said we both like Disney movies, and so we're gonna have our no, please don't turn us in for using this phrase. But we're gonna have our application is gonna call Be Our Guest. Yeah, it's gonna be Our Guest. I love it. Yes. So yeah, we'll have Be Our Guest, we'll have the suggestions questionnaire, and we'll have the ad space application stuff. And it'll be in our link tree.
Yeah, and I want to make a note about the ads. Mm-hmm. Again, like Candace pointed out, you know, we are part of the planner community on Instagram and Facebook, even though I cut off my Facebook for a while because people are crazy. Just be aware, like some products, it doesn't have to be a planner. It doesn't have to be a sticky note. Right. So we will just kind of vet that and see if it's appropriate for our audience. I know we're going to get some creep named Tom who was trying to sell some something inappropriate.
Girl, those DMs, I can't stand them.
So just know that we're going to reach out to you if your application for ad space is accepted. Just know that it's not absolutely guaranteed, but we can talk about it. If you have questions about it, then you can email us.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also we are not going to be answering any DMs. So from now on, please use our email, which is linked on our Instagram page right now. Mm-hmm. That's our platform, our website. In the coming months or weeks, we plan to do website stuff and blog stuff, but right now Instagram is where it's at. But please do not send us DMs. Those are hard to keep up with. We both have our own pages that we deal with. We both have other things that we deal with. So please, please respect that. No DMs, but please email us. Both of us have access to that. We're able to check it.
I think DMs that don't require a response. People like to leave encouragement, stuff like that. That's welcomed, but do not DM asking questions that you need answers to, because we want to be able to get back to you, and we won't be able to, keep, we just don't have enough manpower back here or woman power keep checking that.
We checked it a couple weeks ago and we're like, oh, wow, we didn't see this. Oh, I wonder why they didn't say something, just different things.
86 weeks ago.
Yeah. What the heck? It's like, y'all, come on now. So just try to, because I don't look at the DMs unless, MJ might say something. And I know she neither one of us check it regularly. Whereas the emails, they come to my phone and it gives us a place to follow up, or we can put it in a folder or something. When you do the applications, it's going to a certain place. And so we know to look at that. But if you want to send us a DM and say hi.
Y'all can do that.
Okay. But not business stuff, suggestions, not questions that you're trying to ask. And because it doesn't feel good on both sides. You feel ignored, and then we feel like, oh, dang, 86 weeks ago?
86 weeks.
Yeah. So just, you know, just kind of just please use our emails and
it's simple. We'll just remind you guys, like, you know, whenever we have something that we want a response to, then we'll remind you what avenue to use. So don't worry. Live your life.
Please, lightly.
So, I mean, I think we covered everything.
I think so.
This episode was way longer than we anticipated because I have, a lot of details still.
I love it. Yes. And your pictures. Okay. So you guys have to go to her Instagram. You can kind of see them in her living room. But those are pictures that she took from her trip. And so I need some for when I get my office set up. To put on my wall. Because
I have it in my highlights. Cute.
I love it. Yes. Go look at them. They're amazing. They look like something like she probably bought from somewhere. But they're pictures from her trip. And that was me living vicariously through her when I was watching the pictures and different things she would send me and whatever. So it was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is this the first episode where we've gone probably an hour?
Yes. It's about 55 minutes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we just want to thank you guys for rocking with us and thank you for listening to us. Thank you for still, you know, following our Instagram. We appreciate that, and it really really does make us feel loved and all warm and fuzzy. And I'm not a warm and fuzzy person, but I love it.
Yes. It makes us feel loved. We love you.
Yes. Like,
just all the warmth.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, so until next time, I guess people can look forward to more episodes coming up. You'll get announcements on our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just follow us at The Planner Pocket.
Yes, and share. Oh, yeah. So there is, in our stories, we did a this or that. That was some of my brain working in the middle of the night. So yeah, kind of just some stuff to get engaged and know what kind of people are following us in the community and different stuff, which also will help us with future shows.
Right.
Knowing, you know,
who's an Android user, who's an iPhone user.
Yes. And goodness, like our Apple users, man, it was like 90 some percent of our viewers or listeners are from in the analytics, our Apple users. So I'm so glad we were able to do that through
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then the other, I think the second largest was Spotify, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that is really awesome. That people are able to access. And we have a ton of other platforms. I have never heard of them sometimes, but we appreciate y'all.
Yeah. So again, let us know what you guys think, what topics you want to hear about, whether you want to be a guest or not. Like, we want to hear it. We want to engage with you. Yeah. We miss y'all.
We do.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And also suggest guests. You know, if you want to hear somebody on our show and if we can get them, you know, point them out. Shoot us. I know. But yeah, just let us know. Communicate. We'll get back with you or email you or whatever when within reasonable time. It won't be 86 weeks.
Nope, not at all.
Jeez. Yeah, but thank y'all for listening.
Thank you. Peace out.
Bye.